Chapter 33. Suit brought Kimberly Clark into Jesse's office. "Kim Clark," he said. "Jesse Stone." They said hello, and Kim Clark sat in a chair in front of Jesse's desk. Suit looked at Jesse. "On your way out," Jesse said to him, "ask Molly to step in." Suit nodded and left. Kim Clark looked after him. Molly came in. "Molly Crane," Jesse said. "Kim Clark." They said hello. Kim was a smallish woman, neat figure, too much dark hair, about 40. Jesse could see her daughter in her. "I saw both of you at the school," Kim Clark said. "That business with Mrs. Ingersoll." Jesse nodded. "I've asked Molly to join us, as I do whenever I'm talking with a woman in my office," Jesse said, "unless you object."
"I have no objection," Kim Clark said.
"This is a first name police department," Jesse said. "I'm Jesse, she's Molly, and I hope we may call you Kim."
"Of course," Kim said. "Why am I here?"
"As I'm sure Suit explained," Jesse said, "we're investigating a case unrelated to you, but we feel that you might be able to help us."
"I'm not in trouble, am I?" Kim said. "Luther said I wasn't in trouble."
"No, no," Jesse said. "Of course not. I'm just hoping you can give us some information that will help us."
"Is it about the swinging?"
"You are not in trouble," Jesse said, "about the swinging or anything else. But I am looking for information about swinging."
"It's perfectly legal," she said.
"I know," Jesse said.
"I've always been sort of fascinated with it, to tell you the truth," Molly said. "We haven't actually done anything yet, but my husband and I have certainly discussed it."
"It's very freeing," Kim said.
"I can see how it would be," Molly said.
"Did you know that the incidence of divorce is lower among swingers?" Kim said.
"I didn't know that," Jesse said.
"And infidelity," Kim said.
"Of course," Jesse said. "Everything's right out in the open."
Kim nodded.
"I don't mean to be nosy," Molly said, "but is it really?"
"Is it really what?" Kim said.
"Right out in the open."
"You mean the sex," Molly said. "I mean, do you get to watch each other?"
"If you wish," Kim said.
"Wow," Molly said. "That sounds like it'd be fun. Do you and your husband see each other?"
"Sometimes," Kim said. Her face was flushed. She didn't look at Jesse.
"Wow," Jesse said. "I'm not so sure I could perform. Is it possible just to watch?"
"Some people do that," Kim said.
"Men and women?"
"Men, mostly," Kim said.
"Is there anyone who just watches?" Jesse said.
"I don't know," Kim said.
"Anyone come alone?"
"No," Kim said. "No single men."
"Single women?"
"I don't think it's against the rules, but women aren't into it that much."
"Really?" Molly said. "I thought it sounded exciting."
Kim's mouth clamped shut for a moment before she spoke. "Not to anyone I know," Kim said.
Molly smiled and shrugged. "Well, it's all about freedom," Molly said, "isn't it?"
Kim nodded.
"Who's the biggest watcher?" Jesse said.
"Oh, I can't tell you anyone's name," Kim said.
"Kim," Jesse said, "we've staked out your house. You had what appeared to be a party there 3 weeks ago. We have photos of who came and went. We have the plate numbers of all the cars. We've checked the registrations. We know who's in the club. We only want you to tell us which ones like best to watch."
You can't do that," Kim said. "We're within our rights."
"We can do it. We did do it. And yes, you're within your rights," Jesse said. "But I need to know who likes to watch, and I can question everyone in your club until I find out. But it would be easier if you told me now."
"That's not true," she said. "You're just saying that."
Jesse nodded and opened his middle drawer. He took out a sheet of paper and began to read. "Mr. and Mrs. Martin Feltz, Ralph Alfonso and Maria Dupree, Mr. and Mrs. Clyde Crosland."
"Oh, God," Kim said.
"Shall I go on?" Jesse said.
"No," Kim said, "no."
Jesse nodded and put the paper back in his middle drawer.
"How did you find out in the first place?" Kim said.
Jesse shook his head. "Doesn't matter," he said.
"But they'll know you got their names by watching my house," Kim said.
"Yes," Jesse said.
"And you'd question my husband."
"Yes."
"So he'd know," Kim said.
Jesse waited. Kim's eyes began to fill.
"Why can't you just leave us alone?" Kim said. "We're not harming anyone."
"Just looking for a name," Jesse said. Kim looked at Molly. Molly smiled encouragingly. Kim looked back at Jesse and quickly around the small room. Then she said,
Seth. Seth? Seth Ralston, she said. He ever watch you? Jesse said. Kim's face reddened again. Yes. Others? We all talk about how he mostly doesn't want to actually do it. We? All the girls, Kim said. So what does his partner do while he's watching? Molly said. Kim shrugged. Sometimes she does a three-way with Hannah and Hannah's partner. Hannah is, Jesse said. Seth's wife, Kim said. Hannah Wexler. Jesse nodded. Thanks, Kim, he said. That's a great help. Do you need a ride home? No, she said. I have my car. Jesse stood and put his hand out. Kim shook it. Molly stood, too. I won't have to come again, will I? Kim said. Oh, Jesse said. No, of course not.